Welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and I am really excited because I'm going to start a series of different podcasts throughout the year about making more money. One of the things that I'm really focused on, as well as many of my friends in the personal finance blogosphere, is helping people grow income so that they can tackle the different things that they're trying to tackle financially. So, for example, if you're trying to pay off debt, a lot of times you might have your habits together. Maybe you've worked really hard to do that, but maybe you need to earn more money. So I thought it'd be fun to share some of the ways that I've earned more money so that I can work for myself. And just, it's fun to know how to do these different things if you're curious about it. This series will be called the Make More Money series, pretty straightforward. And today I'm going to talk about brand ambassador work. Before we do that, I do want to mention the 5 days to $500 challenge. If you're not familiar with that, basically, it is a challenge taking some of the different tips and tricks that I use to slash $13,500 from my annual budget. Once I did that, I was able to make some really different choices for myself, such as becoming self-employed, taking time away from a traditional job, and focusing on my health and wellness, as well as some travel and focusing on friends and family. What could you do with an extra freed up $500 a month? Think about that. It's not painful. It's a pretty fun and easy process. Do join. I'll include a link in the show notes, as well as a link to the show that I did discussing the 5 days to $500 challenge a little more in depth. But today, again, we're going to talk about brand ambassador work for the Make More Money series. And I'm going to be honest, I love brand ambassador work. There are so many positives about it. I'll talk about the negatives as well, but I love it because it's really straightforward, can be really fun, and it's just a really easy way to make kind of decent money without having to have ownership over anything. Basically, a brand ambassador is a person who represents a brand, shares important information about the product or service that that brand is offering. Brand ambassadors may hand out samples, encourage you to sign up for a raffle, or just pretty straightforward. If you go to a race, the next 5K you go to, you'll see brand ambassadors there in all of the tents. If you go to downtown, if you're living in a bigger city, you may see people handing out free drinks or samples of things. Those are brand ambassadors. They'll share with you very specific talking points that the company wants to share with the public. And really, a brand ambassador's primary purpose is to help future clientele become aware of the brand, brand's product, and the brand's service. That is it. It's brand awareness. So I should say, even though in the beginning I was like, you have no ownership over this other than you do your job, obviously you're going to do your job well or you get fired. And remember, as a brand ambassador, you're representing the organization. So you need to bring your A game on, be 100% professional. So just to be clear, that is your role as a brand ambassador. You're working for someone. So you do need to be professional and be aware and self-aware, show up on time, have your clothing ironed, be fresh and well-groomed. They will actually mention this because some people do show up looking crazy, but those people typically will lose the job day of. Like if you show up crazy, they'll fire you. So a couple of things, and I've made notes about this and I didn't talk about the clothing. One, a brand ambassador typically will wear a uniform. It could be jeans, like blue jeans, and a branded shirt. A branded shirt obviously will have the brand's information on it. It could be khakis, which most brand ambassadors hate because they make you look like a frumpy old lady. This could just be me saying this. Sometimes you'll wear shorts. It just depends on what the brand is, the time of year, and what their expectations are. Also, if you live in a colder climate or it's a colder time of year, they may have branded jackets and things like that because you may be outside doing this. And in fact, a lot of times you are outside doing this. If you complain about the cold, it doesn't really make sense because they're like, well, you knew when you signed up that it would be cold because it's December. So just be aware that the client who hires you will expect you to understand the ins and the outs of this as a professional. So what's the pay? So brand ambassadors will make typically between $12 to $50 an hour. That seems to be the range nowadays. For people who've been in this gig, in this game, if you will, for a long period of time, they're saying that actually in the past couple of years, the rates have gone down, that the $12 rate is pretty low and that they would never apply for that. I'm not surprised by this, but it's still more than what you would make at Starbucks. Actually, I used to work at Starbucks, with the exception of you do get food, which is good, and free coffee at Starbucks. But the range is $12 to $50 an hour. When I've done brand ambassador work, I typically would find gigs in the $20 to $25 range, which I felt was fine. I also became friends with, and still am friends with, a young lady who runs a team of brand ambassadors for specific brands. And I love working with her because the brands she represents are Colorado specific. I'm from Colorado. I already use those products. So not only is it easy for me to be like, I love this, here you go, blah, 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 I also get to take some home and I get paid money. So it's a win-win-win because I already know, like, and trust the product. It's easy for me to remember what the talking points are. And it's just easy to represent it because it's already popular in my state. I would say if you're looking for these gigs, please look for gigs $20 and up. It just doesn't make sense to get paid less than that. One thing I should mention about the pay, each company is different. And I think it's really important that you ask this question upon being hired or before being hired. Just gently, what is your when do people get paid? So some companies will pay you every 2 weeks. They have a payroll, it's very professional, and there you go. Other companies may pay you several months later or weeks later after they get the gig because they're waiting for a payment from the company that contracted them to do the brand ambassador work. I, in general, don't like these gigs because you're probably needing money immediately. why should you wait months and months and months and months out to get paid? Unless you're doing a lot of brand ambassador work or a lot of freelancing gigs or a lot of work where you're not going to be upset that money is pending, I would just stay away from companies who do this because the longer it takes for them to pay you, the more likely that there might be an issue or that you may not get paid. So be aware that that is a question you should always ask. How often do you pay and what's the process? Be aware that the majority of brand ambassador work, you're considered basically a contract worker and will get a 1090, provide a 1090 form. I think that's what it is. And basically you are responsible for your taxes. So it's smart for you to send in your taxes every quarter, self-employed person, because that's what they would consider you to be. So be aware of that. I've met people who've never paid their taxes and I'm just waiting for them to get jailed. I just don't play with that. That's crazy. There was one person that I met and they were like, yeah, I haven't paid in 5 years. And I'm like, holy sweet Jesus, are you serious? Because nowadays, the government does know when you're getting paid because these companies file the information with the government. Like, they know that they had this contract worker. So just be careful and just pay your money. Brand ambassadors are often referred to as talent. Brands will call them talent. And the brand ambassador will actually typically need to reflect the brand. So this is a little touchy because this can open up the door to maybe some discrimination, age discrimination, discrimination on race. I don't know that I have necessarily experienced this, but I do think that it
could have been likely because I'm not young, white, and blonde. So I'm going to be frank, like I'm a Gen Xer, I'm black. There are gigs that maybe I'm not going to be able to book because of that. And I think that a lot of people aren't candid about this. And I think it's important if you are in your 50s and you're like, and I've met 50-year-old brand people doing brand ambassador work. I've met 65-year-old people doing brand ambassador work. But it may limit the type of gigs that you get. I'm being very transparent here, even if the brands aren't. So there are brands that are specific to people who are in that cohort, though, and may need people doing brand ambassador work for them. So just be aware that there is that thing going on where they may, where companies may have a specific look that they're looking for. And in fact, when people are handing out products to people on the streets, the brand ambassadors are actually guided on the type of clientele that they want their product to reach. Just let that kind of get in your head, okay? Just be aware that when people are handing things out, typically they are looking for the ideal client that the brand is hoping to reach. I'm going to leave it at that. How do you find a brand ambassador job? It's actually not that difficult. You can go to closed Facebook groups, Craigslist, or speak with other brand ambassadors. The closed Facebook groups, I think, tend to have better quality listings and more frequently listed opportunities, as well as daily listed opportunities. So it's a really good place to find gigs. So for example, if you're in New York State, and I don't know if this is an actual group, but this is a search you could use. It could be something like, for Facebook, New York Brand Ambassador Group. And maybe that would pop up and you would put in a request to join. Or New York City or Brooklyn Brand Ambassador Group, that kind of thing. So just be aware that Facebook has a lot of different groups specific to the regions that you're living in and that they're a really, really good resource. Craigslist brand ambassador listings are a little different in that they tend to be more, what I found here in Colorado, they can be more for, they're always immediate, but more for like conventions at the convention center or an event that's coming up, and they may not be keyed into the Facebook groups, or they may post in both places, but I find that both are a good place to look, but the type of postings or listings are a little different, the type of jobs. How to apply to a brand ambassador job? You will need a couple of things before you get started. First is a nice headshot. Many, and no, you don't have to go and pay for this. Use your iPhone or your Android. Those phones take good pictures. Just make sure that you try to mimic what a headshot actually looks like versus just taking a picture. So go on YouTube and learn how to take a headshot. Type in taking a headshot with my cell phone so that it looks right. You will also need to have a full body shot. They want to see, especially depending on the type of product, if you look the way that you said that you would. So if this is an athletic brand, they will actually say, we need athletic brand ambassadors to help us represent this brand. They are clear about this. When you have this full body shot, it can't be from like 5 years ago. It needs to be literally this year, the current year. And they may actually want you to have a date stamp on that. So be aware that depending on the gig, depending on the company, they will be very explicit in what they're looking for, and that the visual is a big part of that. Be clean kept, of course, look right in your picture, have your makeup on if you're a makeup person, or just look like you tried. Create a brand ambassador resume. So that type of resume is going to really speak to your ability to do this type of work. So I have friends from all walks of life who do brand ambassador work. I have friends who work at universities and they're saving for a trip. I have friends who are working at universities and they're saving for a wedding. And this is a fun way for them to make a lot of money without having to think too hard and just call it a day. When you're creating a resume for brand ambassador work, they're going to want to know if you're going to be able to communicate the information to people on the street, if you're comfortable approaching other people. So that would be in your cover letter. They want to know if you have event experience. I did a year or two ago, I did an event at the airport for an airline. And this was with the top executives. Like, this was with the people who run the airline. They were legit. And so in the resume, what the brand was looking for was my ability to even comport myself in such a way that I could communicate the information for this new product that this big airline was rolling out to the executives, who some had been part of the planning. The other executives and other personnel knew about the planning but hadn't seen everything. And so we were taking them through this experience and showing the team, which is huge because it's an airline, what was going on. And so when you're putting that resume together, just think about it from that perspective. It's professional. It talks about if you can do events, can you stand? And then as you, can you stand for a length of time? Because of course you're going to be standing at the majority of these events. As you do more brand ambassador work, update your resume to show the different clients that you've worked for. That will make booking other events 10 times easier because they'll see you have a long record of working with other people. If you're able to work with the same client for as long as possible, maybe you do one gig a month. Do it. Because people like that. People are notoriously flaky in this industry. And so clients are really excited to see people who are not flaky. Finally, brand ambassador work is just a really fun, again, it's just a fun way to make money. It's straightforward. It's like any other job. You may end up working with the same people over and over again. There may be some conflicts of personality conflicts, things like that. What I would say is this. Be the person who shows up on time, who's easygoing, who's fun, who's prepared, and then goes home. This should not be your career. I've met people where they've made it their career. I am conflicted with that because I think that moving forward, brand ambassador work is going to change quite a bit. I was at a car show and saw that instead of brand ambassadors, they actually had a giant cube, one of the auto makers had a cube, and all you had to do was interface with the cube with your cell phone to get the swag, the stuff that people were handing out. They didn't need to hire people to do this. I'm not 100% excited about people doing this as a long-term career because I think that the industry in general is changing. And like with anything, if there's a rumble in the market, if we have a recession, things like that, these types of gigs go away because marketing is hit when there's a recession. So that is it for today. You can make a lot of money doing brand ambassador work. If you have more questions about it, I actually included a link to a pretty extensive post that I wrote about it, just kind of talking about the ins and outs of the process, what to think, what to consider. Don't forget to sign up for the 5 days to $500 challenge. Find your money, people. Find your money. Remember, I slashed my budget by $13,500. That is a lot of money that I didn't have to earn. And I still had the same quality of life, living the dream for a heck of a lot less. Have a great day. I hope this was helpful. If you enjoyed the show, please do make sure to subscribe. And I'm looking forward to sharing next week's episode. Bye.